Oh, that feels so good.
Oh, lucky me. Coffee and a live sex show.
I'm sorry, what?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing. I was just reading to Emma.
From Cosmo?
Yeah, it's, climax your way to better skin.
So, I have to go shopping today, which is my least favorite thing. I'm so bad at picking out clothes.
So you need someone who knows fashion to tell you what looks good.
Not me.
Okay, Rach.
Yeah.
Maybe you could take Charlie shopping.
Oh, well,
I'm sure you have better things to do.
Are you kidding? Rachel loves to shop, and she has great taste. Yeah, she's the one who taught me you don't wear white after Labor Day, and that you always, always, always have to put on underwear when you're trying on clothes.
If you have the time, I'd really appreciate the help.
Okay, yeah, let's shop.
Okay, you are going to come back with some very classy clothes.
And some slutty lingerie. Slutty.
Okay, great. All right, bye.
Pain in the ass.
That's off, right?
What's the matter, Phoebe?
Oh, Mike's sister just invited me to a party tonight, and he's going to be there. And she was like, oh, don't worry. I asked him, and he's totally okay with seeing you. So now I have to go, so he'll think that I'm totally okay with seeing him.
Which you're not, because you're totally hung up on him.
Exactly.
And you're going to want him to eat his heart out, so you're going to have to look fabulous.
I didn't even think about that. Ah, sexual politics!
Hey, Phoebs, I'm taking Charlie shopping. Why don't you come and I'll help you find something?
Okay, that'd be great.
Oh, isn't that nice? The three of you trying on slutty lingerie together.
That's not what we're gonna do.
Why would you ruin it? Who was I hurting?
Wow. Fortunately, she has a very pretty face.
Oh, I still can't believe this. My uterus is an inhospitable environment. I've always tried so hard to be a good hostess.
Well, I can't believe my sperm have low motility, because let me tell you, while I was growing up, they sure seemed to be in a hurry to get places. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm sorry there wasn't better news from your test last week, but I wanted to talk to you about your options.
Okay.
Well, first of all, even though your chances of conceiving through natural means aren't great, you never know. So keep having sex on a regular basis.
Ah, damn it!
Don't worry. After a while, you'll tune it out.
Well, given your situation, the options with the greatest chances for success would be surrogacy or insemination using a sperm donor.
Okay.
And, of course, if you feel that neither of those is right for you, you could always adopt.
Is that a hint? Because we love you, Dr. Connolly, but we don't think we want you to be our child. Wow, talk about an inhospitable environment.
Hi. Okay, you ready to go pick up Phoebe and go shopping?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, have a good time.
Not gonna find any clothes in there.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Guess who's up for keynote speaker at the National Paleontology Conference?
Chris Bailey.
Yeah, right. When was the last time he made a submission deadline for an abstract? Well, why are you laughing?
Just seeing what it'd be like to be a paleontologist. It's fun. Yeah.
So you're up for keynote speaker?
Yeah.
Who's making the decision?
Professor Sherman. Yeah, I'm meeting with him today.
Oh, he's a pretty tough guy to impress.
Yeah, well, I think I know how to dazzle him.
Oh, you're not going to do a magic trick, are you?
No.
Hey, guys.
Wait a minute, you guys. Oh, I want to ask you something. I may get to speak at this paleontology convention. If I do, I'd love for you guys to come and hear me.
I think I can safely say that we all have family issues, work stuff, and or are sick.
It's in Barbados.
But you come first.
I'm there.
No, Ross, I'm not feeling too...
Barbados is in the Caribbean, Joe.
Why didn't anybody say so?
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay.
All right, so how'd it go at the fertility clinic?
Not as much fun as last time. Apparently you only get porn if you're giving a sperm sample.
So what did the doctor say?
Well, there's surrogacy, but Monica's dreamt her whole life of carrying a child, and she just felt that watching a surrogate would be too hard for her.
So you're ruling out surrogacy?
Yeah.
So I don't have to learn what that means?
Aside from adoption, the only other choice is insemination, so we're talking about sperm donors.
Enough said. I'm there for you, man. Where is she? Upstairs?
Your long-standing offer to have sex with my wife is appreciated. But I think I'll pass.
So, how do you feel about all this?
Oh, I wish there was an easier way for us to have a child, but I don't think there is one.
Come on, Ross. Be a good guy. Step up and do it.
What? What? No, I'm not going to give them Ben.
The data we're receiving from MRI scans and DNA testing of these fossils are staggering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been accepting Leakey's dates as a given. But if they're off by even 100,000 years or so, then you can just throw most of our assumptions, you know, right in the trash. So what I'm saying is that repercussions could be huge. I mean, not just in paleontology, but if you think about it, in evolutionary biology, genetics, geology, I mean, truly, the mind boggles. Well, that's not what you want.
Incentive for men?
Oh, I'll take some of that.
Babes, that's for men.
No, I know, but
this way when I go to the party later, Mike will know I'm over him because I'm going to smell like another guy. Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. I'm dating a Russian cab driver. Seriously, does anyone buy this? I smell like beets.
So, you know what? I really like those jackets with the shoulder pads in them. Where do you think those would be?
On Melanie Griffith in Working Girl.
I think what you want is over here. See, I told you I needed someone. Oh, you know, by the way, as a thank you, I would really love to take you out.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, Joey and I are going to a movie tonight. You want to come?
Oh, I can't. Because I've seen them.
You've seen all the movies?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the movies. You know, motion pictures. The talkies.
Hey, Rach, will you come with me to a dressing room?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you know, maybe we could do something else.
Well, you know, that depends on what it is.
I've done a lot of stuff.
So now, what were you doing out there? Do you not like Charlie?
She's okay. I just don't get a really good vibe from her.
Why?
I don't know. You know, just the way she waltzed in here, all smart and tall, you know, and just swept Joey off his feet. I mean, nobody else has a chance.
Who else?
Anybody. You? Me? You know, Monica's mom? You like Joey? Shh, Phoebe. All right, look, I have a little thing for him. Oh, my God, it's just physical, and I have it totally under control. Okay, it's just when I see them together sometimes, I get a little jealous.
Oh, wow. Isn't it ironic that he liked you and now you like
him? I get it.
Well, all right, as long as it's under control. You know, I mean, you can't do anything about it. He's already dating her, and she is a nice person. That wouldn't be right.
Right, so. I know. So yeah. It's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
So can we keep this between us?
Sure.
Okay, okay, great, because I got to get out of here. The smell of beets is killing me.
Oh. Any chance Charlie has a deaf twin?
Mm.
Hey, look, I brought a friend home for dinner. This is Zach from work.
Oh, of course.
course. It's so nice to see you again, Zach.
You too. You guys haven't actually met before, but boy, you're both polite. Why don't you have a seat, Zach? We'll get you beer.
Okay.
Thanks. So, Zach's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
So, how would you like to have a baby that's half yours and half his?
Excuse me?
Well, we're talking about sperm donors, and Zach may be the guy. I mean, look, he's intelligent, he's healthy, he's athletic. I mean, he's spermtastic.
Taylor, this is crazy. What did you even say to him? Come up, meet my wife. Give us your sperm.
No, I invited him to dinner so you could get a chance to get to know him, you know? I mean, if we go through a sperm bank, you never meet the guy. Get to check him out.
Taylor!
I'm telling you, he's great. I mean, even if my sperm worked fine, I think he'd be the way to go.
I'm not going to be a part of this. You can't just bring some random guy home and expect him to be our sperm donor.
Okay.
Zach? Thanks. You have a coaster. I don't want to make a ring.
Tell me about yourself, Zach.
Oh, God, you think she heard? Oh, it'd be so bad if she heard.
Well, maybe she didn't hear. Okay, I'm going to go into that dressing room. You stay in here, and I'll talk, see if you can hear me.
Okay, great. Oh, thank God, I can't hear a word that you're saying.
I didn't say anything yet.
Well, get back in there and talk.
I'm Rachel. It's so annoying when I put Emma on the phone to talk with my friends.
What?
Well, some things are just hard to say to your face.
Okay, well, I heard that. Which means that she heard it, too.
We have a problem.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Just be honest with her.
Oh, my God!
And it is annoying when parents put their babies on the phone.
All right, enough out of you! Thank you.